Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super-duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage!
Listening to the Matt and Rachel show on HeritageRadioNetwork.com. I am Rachel. I'm an editor at Edible Brooklyn, Edible Manhattan. That was my co-host, Matt, who hosts Takedowns at Takedowns.com. Regular listeners know that this normally we are a trivia show, but once a month we like to host what we call the Mind Kitchen.
Where contestants
get to make a three-course meal based on five ingredients picked by Matt using only what's in our mind, in our minds, and in our mind pantry. He's going to explain a little bit more of the game, but first I want to introduce you to our contestants whom we have plucked at random from people dining here tonight at Roberta's, which is something I've always wanted to do. I'm really excited about that. So meet Tim and Steve. Say hello, you guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, which is which?
I'm Tim.
I'm Steve.
All right, remember those voices, listeners. So Tim lives in Bushwick, and Steve has come to us all the way from Little Italy, so we're very excited to have. And they're going to partner up against the guys in the booth.
So you're up against Rachel Wharton, the dudes in the booth, our producers.
Booth dudes.
Yeah. And Tim and Steve. Basically, I gave you the rundown already, and for our listeners at home who are playing at home, I'm going to give you guys five ingredients, the Mind Kitchen. The Mind Kitchen, which has any possible tool you might possibly need, and you have all the time in the world to make this.
And time travel.
Right.
I think the more creative you are, the more you like, the more you break the rules, because there are no rules.
Aren't
the better
you competing?
Off you are.
But she's quite aware of the show.
Yes.
And making rules.
But I usually, mine is usually pretty lame.
She's
I go
explaining
first.
Explaining the rules.
I go first and I'm like, I made a casserole again. Everybody groans and then somebody else gets way more creative after me.
Exactly. But I don't know what you guys are going to do because I'm about to blow your minds this time.
This is a very, very judge, holiday.
Oh. I'm the judge. Matt Timms. Of the Takedowns.com.
So you want to tantalize your mental palate. Is that
yes. Please try and tantalize me, you guys.
Matt doesn't like green food. That's too bad because this is the holiday.
Oh, there's a green food in here.
Really?
Oh, my God. Okay. Get ready for this. In the Mind Kitchen, this is what we've got. We've got an eggplant, goose, scotch bonnet peppers, guava, and red chard. Eggplant, goose, scotch bonnet peppers, guava, and red chard. Get cooking in the Mind Kitchen, you guys. We'll be back after this song.
Any questions? Any questions?
I don't even know what red chard is.
That's what I'm afraid of. Damn.
Sometimes I gotta grab a hold of myself.
Shit! There's nothing else from the
Excellent news, everybody. Pencils down. We're back at the Mind Kitchen. For those of you who are just tuning in, the ingredients of the Mind Kitchen this time are eggplant, goose, scotch bonnet peppers, guava, and red chard. We got special guests in the house. We pulled them from their dinners at Roberta's to play Mind Kitchen with us. And it's Tim and Steve. They hung out together. They come up with a couple ideas. They're playing against Rachel Warden and the dudes in the booth. So wait a second. Why don't we get started? And was this a tough one, Tim and Steve?
It was a little bit tough. I didn't know how to make quite use of the peppers as much.
Oh, yeah. The scotch bonnet peppers?
Yeah.
They asked me to... Rachel even wondered if we were going to do a Christmassy-themed Mind Kitchen, and so I gave you guys scotch bonnet peppers, which are, you know, red, green, and yellow, which is sort of
or
Christmassy.
Orange.
Yeah, well...
The goose is super Christmassy. My menu is so not Christmassy at all.
Oh, it doesn't have to be
Christmas. It's Christmas in the Caribbean.
As long as
about to be.
Got the Christmas spirit. So, Tim and Steve, why don't you guys pitch me that meal first? I want to find out about your
app.
Should
we go first or should Rachel go first?
No, I'd rather.
Tell us how it's done.
Yeah, oh, well,
okay,
well
Rachel.
The veteran.
Okay.
Mine are always very straightforward.
Yeah, but she's like, such confidence, I can tell. Why
okay.
don't you hit us?
I'm going to thinly shave the eggplant, and I'm going to fry it in rendered goose fat and serve it with a scotch bonnet aioli mayo.
So it's going to be little
they're gonna be
slivers
like eggplant
of
potato
eggplant?
Chips. Basically,
oh,
eggplant
yum.
Potato chips served with scotch bonnet mayo.
Cut
which,
you
can, which I can make with eggs or oil or anything because I can whip the shit out of any fat that's in my pantry. And
yummy,
just add some scotch
eggplants.
Bonnet. Ooh. So mine's very short. Oh, and so for course two, I think I want to... Have you guys been to like Momofuku Sambar or any of... So basically what he does there is like David Chang cooks this like massive side of meat at all of his restaurants or does a pile of fried chicken and then he serves it with lettuce and all these accoutrements. And so you like... You basically take like a hunk of fried chicken or a hunk of braised pork and you put it in a lettuce leaf and then add a sauce.
Oh
so
God.
I'm going to do this with the geese. I'm basically going to slow... I'm going to get... I think I'll have like six or seven and just like slow cook them in their own fat and then serve them on the table with Swiss chard and make like a dipping sauce of the guava scotch bonnet.
Whoa, that is some spicy ass dipping
sauce. I
just
use a little bit of scotch bonnet.
Yeah, just a tad.
A teeny bit. That's
that would go with the goose pretty yummily, I suppose.
So the goose will be like just super succulent braised meat and then you put it in a Swiss chard leaf and drizzle on the sauce. So that's how you're going to eat that.
Damn.
And then the last is really boring. Just guava sorbet with just the barest touch of scotch bonnet. I think it'd be good. Maybe I'll even pulverize and dry the scotch bonnet and like dust it on the top of the sorbet when I serve it.
As a nice little sorbet.
Yeah.
You've got a guava sorbet.
Yeah.
Can I go back to that one dish you said? It was about the, you were going to serve it on a red chard leaf?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you just, the leaves are what you'd wrap. You'd like take your hunk of goose and then put it in the leaf. And you know, the way you do in like an Asian
like
restaurant.
Like a healthy taco.
Yes.
I want to ask you one thing though, because I'm not that familiar with red chard raw. Can you do that?
Yeah, totally.
You can eat red chard raw?
Uh-huh.
That was my only
question. You can't eat the stem. Pizza! Woo!
The pizza's here from Roberta's. We're all going to eat pizza while we talk. So that's brilliant. That's how you do it, you guys. That's how you play the Mind Kitchen.
Way more crazy science.
Well, considering our kitchen is coming out of our living room, there's some more details that we're going to add into our recipe.
Yeah, I think we're only going to use geese in our cooking that have died of a broken heart because I think that you can taste that.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you want to taste sadness right there?
Well, when you listen to the way we
Christmassy approach to
when you listen to the way we prepare our geese, you'll understand why you need a tougher meat.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
It's been through some
been through
shit.
Some shit. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, you really need to get the full flavor geese in
really?
This dish.
Anyway, so what's your appetizer, gentlemen?
So we're starting off with a salad. I think we're going to do stringed eggplant. We're going to like get one of those, you know, like the Play-Doh machines with the hair where you like force
Play-Doh through.
We're going to do that with eggplant.
Or you can just get a stringer. It's on the side of the zester. There's a bigger hole.
Oh, yeah.
There's always
I mean, the Play-Doh stringer. Thing I have, the stringer I do not.
Get a Play-Doh machine. You're right.
I'm
sorry to interrupt.
Play-Doh machines. So stringed eggplant, and then we're gonna chop up the red chard, maybe boil it a little bit, and mix that together in a little nice salad with some goose crackling on top.
Yum!
Goose crackling on top, yummers.
Delicious.
Fair enough. All right. Continue.
So our main, we're gonna start with a giant goose, and we're gonna stuff it with a smaller goose. It's gonna be goose stuffed goose. Secondly, we're gonna take the goose liver. We're gonna make up a little pate. We're gonna smear the pate all over the outside. A little unconventional. Then we'll deep fry the goose. Thus, the broken-hearted goose. You're gonna need it to be, you know, a hearty goose to withstand the, you know, all the deep frying. Yeah. Pull it out. We're gonna take all of our scotch peppers and our guava. We're gonna do a guava puree.
chop up all the peppers, sprinkle them on top. Nice red, yellow, green.
This
festive.
Is all. This is all mounted on top.
On top of the fried pâté, goose.
Got it.
And it's gonna be sprinkled with this sweet glaze and peppers. It'll be a spicy, sweet glaze on the outside, deep fried pâté goose on the inside, and what's inside? That broken hearted little goose for the end.
How did you break its heart?
I didn't break its heart.
Yeah, another goose.
Some other
broke
goose
its heart.
Did.
It's another goose.
Well, you guys get serious points for using multiple pieces of the goose.
Yeah, and smearing the outside with pâté. I'm still trying to picture what this looks like.
So it's more about the taste.
It is about the taste.
Who doesn't love it? About
it's like a mud mask.
Yeah. Pâté
like
on the outside of everything. Mask. You love it. You put pâté on. Yeah, it's delicious.
It sounds awful looking, and yet.
Yeah, you think about a Frito pie or a burrito. I mean, it's all brown and guess what? Delicious.
Like So you depressed everyone with your main course. You're moving on to your last course, which is dessert.
I think we're going
to
do little wraps. So like candied egg medallions and guava, chopped up guava in like the red chard wrap with goose eye and guava bubble tea.
Nice.
Goose eye bubble tea.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Wait a minute.
Would look like goose eyes.
Yeah, just. Goose eye bubble tea. We're not about wasting.
About the same size as like a whatever in bubble
the
tea.
The tapioca bubble tea thing.
Entirely sustainable. So you're going to actually have bubble tea only with goose eyes?
Right.
Yeah.
Or would they just look like goose eyes?
Okay, just asking. Because for a second there, I thought you were insane. But no, that sounds perfectly
edible. I actually had to eat a fish
eye
this weekend. I had never eaten fish eyes before.
I mean, it's like you eat roe. You might as well eat some goose eyes.
Yes.
Right. Same thing.
Goose eye.
Can we continue on to the gentleman of the booth? These guys have.
Wait, can we recap that? Can we get Can I get the 2 second rundown of what that was again?
So we're starting off with the stringed eggplant and chopped charred salad with goose crackling on top.
Yum. Yeah, then we have goose fried goose smothered in pâté, outside guava sweet glaze, sprinkled with the peppers on top. Give it a spicy finish.
And we got a nice little red chard with candied eggplant medallions and chopped guava for a little wrap and the goose
and
eye
the goose
tea.
Eye bubble tea.
Yeah, wash obviously, it all down. Obviously. I mean, so go out with the guys in the booth. Let's fire away, you guys.
Eat your pizza before it gets
we may
cold.
Have spent more time doing shots back here, but
oh, you have sound effects. So,
I know. That may be cheating.
So we're gonna try somehow to make a like a reduced juice out of those peppers because they're really hot, right?
Yes.
They're very hot. They're like habanero hot.
So we're starting it all off with a shot of that. I mean, we don't have booze in the pantry. If we do have booze in the pantry, we'll mix it with some booze. But, I mean, you just have to do a shot of that hot pepper stuff.
Mm.
And to accompany it, we have some crispy goose cracklins on the side. And then we're going to serve...
Is that not ours?
Yeah, I mean, we had it too.
I'm really embarrassed that I didn't do goose cracklins.
That's like the first thing we have.
I like that their amuse bouche is not so amusing.
I like that you're crossing the goose-fried goose off your list right now.
Right. And then we somehow made goose prosciutto and served it with little pieces of guava like it were a melon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That's going to work. And we also had goose liver pate. But yum. So I'm feeling real lame about the appetizer.
Right.
But it does get cooler for the main course. We've got eggplant stuffed with goose over a bed of chard. That's real original. But with guava dressing. We made dressing with the guava. And then there's another dish of goose intestine with fried peppers on it. So we'll see how that goes. You know,
how tiny are goose intestines?
I know. What do they look like?
I don't know.
I think they're very stretchy, which is the good news.
And then for dessert, we're making guavica popsicle sticks, except the sticks are goose bones.
Guavicle.
Guavicle.
And they're the goose bones.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Matt, you have your work cut out for you.
Not a problem. I know what I like and I know what I don't like. And when we come back, I will announce who is winning this holiday season's Mind Kitchen.
And a bottle of wine.
Take the elevator to the 45th floor. Slip back.
Thank you for listening to The Mind Kitchen on the Matt and Rachel Show.
On heritageradionetwork.com.
Exactly.
That's where you are right now.
You said one of the ingredients was going to be really green. I thought it was going to be pot. I got a
wait, and then you said,
man.
What was the green ingredient?
It was red chard. It's got green leaves.
Right.
Yeah.
You could have said green. You could have been green chard. Although, actually, that's pretty Christmassy because it's red and green.
Yeah, the red middle, I guess.
I'm going to go around the horn and say what I like and don't like. Starting with the dudes in the booth. You guys had a pretty boring appetizer. And
well, only because we announced it last. But
it's right. Not boring.
Pate,
if you, it's
just for the sake of having pate.
No,
oh, it's real original, you guys.
I thought that was the their amuse-bouche was.
Their amuse-bouche was hilarious, yeah, but it would actually ruin the next two courses,
probably.
Wouldn't it? I mean, this isn't a dare. This is a dinner. So, anyways, moving on. Rachel, you outdid yourself with some of the beautiful simplicity of all of your dishes. That being said, this
gracias.
Is the Mind Kitchen, and I want some J.R.R. Tolkien business going on. I want blood baths, and I want, I don't know, things like eyeball drinks, maybe?
Broken-hearted geese.
Tim and Steve, you guys are so smart. With your eyeball drinks,
which the holidays.
Literally no one would drink, your depressed geese, which again is a bummer. Do you remember that the holidays is a time of cheer and goodwill?
For some.
You hate your geese.
Hey, so are they? Then, were they then, real eyeballs, or were they just like
no,
bubble
no, no.
tea that look?
I heard them talking. They're Goose real eyeballs.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was bubble tea that looked like eyeballs, which was genius.
I mean, sushi.
This
roe,
is what happens when caviar? You get guys from just randomly out the restaurant.
That's what the world
and you pull
is
them in
out there.
Yeah,
eyeballs and broken-hearted geese.
These are untested people.
That
we've
has to be
never
the name of
before.
This episode. It's not the Holiday Mind Kitchen. It's eyeballs and broken-hearted geese.
Honestly, and then the visual. Did you hear Tim and Steve's, just the visual aspect of their main course? Of just smearing pate everywhere and then deep frying it and thinking that's okay?
Is the pate,
that's not okay.
The pate gets deep fried too?
Heaven.
Yeah, everything gets deep fried. Wow. Am I wrong?
Yeah, it's all deep fried.
Oh, but it gets glazed with a guava.
Spicy
glazed
guava.
Why don't you make it look like a gigantic scotch egg? So like the whole, it's like, you know, it's like the thing is not, it's like literally encased in on pate.
Yeah.
And you have to like crack it open.
Well, you know what I liked best out of everything? I liked hearing about the intestines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God,
nice
really?
One. Yeah. And honestly,
lame, actually.
Do geese even have intestines?
They do. It's like a Chinese food dish. They serve goose intestines.
Really? Oh, and tongues.
Like, I think the Mind Kitchen should be a perfect blend of originality and edibility. Edibleness. And which is still not a word.
Our last episode of the Mind Kitchen, I think everyone here wanted to go home and make the other person's.
Yeah, that was
last,
like
it
legit.
Was like, it was like candied coin carrots and sweet potato pie.
Yeah, yeah, we were going to make a sweet potato
this.
Pie.
It was Thanksgiving.
No, out of carrots. It was a carrot pie. Yeah. I mean, stuff like
there
that
was something
is
something else.
Not that it's brilliant. It's that it's smart. Mm. Anyways, and that's why I think the dudes in the booth deserve it this week.
They won back their wine.
That's crazy.
You're listening to the Heritage Radio.
What?
That's Carlos failing on the sound effects board. See, that's how well equipped we are to win.
See, I think you guys need to come back in a month and take them back on.
I mean, considering they came up with one course.
They're the producers of the show. They produced the prize, which is a beautiful bottle of red wine.
No, I'm totally, you
and
should come back. You can
back.
Get another free pie.
Game on.
But, and I bet we can throw in some more gifts next month.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of gifts. We'll have
subscription to Edible. You can get a subscription to Edible Brooklyn, Edible Manhattan, for starters.
Oh, yeah. We've got plenty of
so you
got
to come back and win them.
Rachel's super connected.
Yes.
Yeah,
to my
I think
yes.
We'll prep all month. We'll
I want to say happy holidays, you guys. You
want to
say happy holidays, Rachel?
Yeah, and happy holidays, yes. I'm
and
about
we
to
love
go eat
you.
Like 15 different. I have to go to a Lockie cook-off in about 2 minutes.
Oh, Lockie?
Yeah, potato pancakes. Yeah.
Oh, yum.
I guess that's how it's pronounced.
Happy holidays. Bye from the Mind Kitchen.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Moby, and you're listening to the Heritage Radio Network.